And now, in more detail, here's how to more effectively communicate with visuals, auditories, and kinesthetics. First, the visuals. Typically, people who think in pictures experience the world more quickly than someone whose primary sense is auditory, hearing, or kinesthetic, feeling. Visuals love picture validation of what's going on around them. They prefer charts, graphs, diagrams, plans, and memos in order to experience a clear image of the picture you're trying to communicate. Visuals have created a world in which most of what they perceive is through visual stimuli. In the following example, Eva and Lewis are both visuals. Eva says, "How bad does the problem look to you?" Lewis replies,
"I don't see it as very serious."
Eva, "Are you sure you have a clear picture of the problem?" Lewis,
"Crystal clear, and it appears to be manageable, too."
Often when visuals speak, they use their hands to accent what they're saying. Have you ever heard the expression, "He couldn't talk if his hands were tied behind his back"? Visuals often use the thumbs-up sign to say everything is a go. They gesture with the okay sign by putting their thumb and second finger together, and they turn their palms up to say, "What's going on?" They also shrug their shoulders to signal indifference, and they nod or shake their heads to demonstrate agreement or disagreement. Visuals speak in picture words to convey what they experience. Listen to some of the pet words and phrases that visuals often use. Appears, bird's eye view, bright, dim view, focus, in view of, look, paint a picture. Vision. I'm glad we see eye to eye. How important are first impressions? Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Who you are speaks so loudly I can't hear what you're saying." The first impression you make on a prospect is totally visual. This means that in the first few minutes, your prospect decides if you're the kind of person that he can trust. A good first impression gives you a second chance to exhibit your knowledge and your competence. On the other hand, failure to make a good first impression can close the door in your face, regardless of your merits, your product, your service, or your company. Visual prospects notice everything. Therefore, you have to pay attention to details in the way things look. They respond best to visual information. They like to see the goods, not talk about them. Professional salespeople know how to create an image that is congruent with the prospect's communication style. Let's look in on the sales call.
Tom sees his prospect, and the prospect sees him. Tom can't even button his suit jacket. You know, the same one he looked great in before he gained 15 pounds. He's trying to hide his unbuttoned collar with the knot of his tie. He carries an overstuffed briefcase, which looks like it's about to burst. Tom's handshake is pretty weak, because his jacket's too tight to let him extend his arm. His smile looks forced because he's so uncomfortable. The prospect's not able to ignore how Tom looks, and that stops him from concentrating on Tom's presentation. In fact, Tom's visual image completely blocks out anything that Tom has to say. As you can see by this highly exaggerated example, the first few minutes are crucial in creating a good first impression, especially with a visual. It's a rare salesperson who can overcome the liability of a bad initial impression. Here's another example of a visual message that hampered trust and increased distraction. A meticulously groomed young salesman looks as if he just stepped out of an ad in GQ magazine, complete with top-shelf, high-fashion suits, an expensive watch, highly polished shoes, and a fine leather briefcase. Impressive and imposing. After the introductions, he sits down and crosses his legs, and he has white socks on. His prospect is so startled by the stark white color that he can't keep his eyes off the socks. He never hears what the young salesperson has to say. While the salesman delivers a big message, the prospect keeps thinking, "White socks."
Remember to pay attention to detail in the way things look, since visual clients notice everything. Communicating with visuals comes down to the old cliche, a picture is worth a thousand words.